Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
It doesn't matter how many seasons you've been involved. Every season is completely different. Every season brings different excitements. Every season brings different puzzles to solve. And we are ahead of a really, really exciting campaign. Going into Europe, having an outstanding young generation at the club with a year of experience and having a group of experienced players that they are desperate to bring success to the club is a really, really exciting time, understanding the difficulties ahead and understanding that we are ready to face adversity as a football club, and that's always something that gives you a real strength looking forward for the first game.
Well, it doesn't seem too long ago when we were wrapping up Everton's season at Hull City, but here we are, 3 months on, a World Cup has been and gone. Everton have smashed their club record fee for a player, and we're all set to go again for 9 months of pure Premier League emotion. Are you ready, Graham?
Yeah, definitely. Look forward to it all. All the supporters, I think we've got 3,500 here today. You know, they're expecting a lot this season as well. They're excited what they saw last year. I think the signings of Lukaku and Barry have just given us that little bit extra. So they'll be looking forward to a decent season. As I say, it'll be a long season, it'll be a hard season, but hopefully it'll be a good one.
Well, let me take you through the lineups this afternoon here at the King Power Stadium. Everton showing just two changes, remarkably, from the side that started the last game of the season at Hull City, which resulted in a 2-0 win. Stones and Pienaar are the men in for Coleman and Osman, who are both on the substitutes bench. Coleman not quite 100% fit. So Everton have Tim Howard in goal, John Stones, Phil Jagielka, Sylvain Distan and Leighton Baines across the back. McCarthy and Barry in front of them. McGeady gets the nod. Naismith and Pienaar as well, with Lukaku leading the attack. As I mentioned, Osman and Coleman on the bench. Also the new boys, Mo Besic and Christian Atsu, both on the bench alongside Morales and Alcaraz as well, with Joel, the substitute keeper. Leicester back in the Premier League for the first time since the 03-04 campaign. Line up with Kasper Schmeichel in goal, a back four of Richie Delate, Wes Morgan, Liam Moore and Paul Konchesky. The three ahead of them, Anthony Knockhart, Danny Drinkwater and Andy King. And the three up front, Riyad Mahrez, the Algerian international, the record by Leonardo Ochoa, and Evertonian David Nugent. He's got a point to prove, but I feel we've been saying that for many a year.
Yeah, he's been around for a while, Alan. Even in the game against Thailand, he looked really, really sharp. You know, when he runs, he makes that diagonal run and peels off the centre-back, so we've got to be aware of that. Should come as a surprise. But again, expecting with the way they've set up as well, the probably 4-4-2, I'd expect Everton with the extra people in midfield to dictate the game. It's important for me that Stephen Pienaar comes in off that left-hand side. He's the one that can make things happen in there if he gets on the ball, and he can create the passes for the likes of Naismith and Lukaku.
Here we go then, all set. Mike Jones from Chester is our referee. Everton are in the blue and white. And Everton are in the white and blue, of course. Yeah. I'm so used to seeing Everton blue and white. Leicester, of course, are in their blue and white.
I'm glad you sorted that out before the kick-off, Al.
Yeah, it's been a long summer.
It's been a long day.
Everton are all set to go with Naismith and Lukaku over the ball. You're right, it's been a long day already. There goes the whistle for the new Premier League season. Everton are up and running. And the ball is across with Sylvain Distan and Phil Jagielka. Everton defending the goal away to our left-hand side, and in possession in their away colours. Let's confirm, Everton are in their white shirts and black shorts and white socks, and Leicester are playing their trade in their familiar blue and white at home. And Everton are just keeping possession in the opening 30 seconds. The ball is sent forward to Stephen Pienaar, and out on the left-hand side, he wins an immediate free kick for Everton. Free kick just inside the Leicester half. Pienaar receives it short from Gareth Barry and plays the ball back to Phil Jagielka, who's just inside his own half, centre circle area, and knocks it to the left again for Gareth Barry. Ball forward over the head of Lukaku, headed away by Wes Morgan, the skipper, picked up again by Everton, finally cleared by Paul Konchesky. Everton, though, seeing plenty of the ball in the opening minute or so before Pienaar gives it away, rather casually, it has to be said. Throw in far side for Leicester. Well, we've got TV monitors in front of us, Graham, but BMW adverts at the moment. Don't really want to see those. Ball's back with Everton goalkeeper Tim Howard, and he launches it long downfield up towards Naismith, who's in the air by Liam Moore.
That's not a foul, he's on the head of the Phil Jagielka.
Free kick, though, is awarded in favour of the home side, promoted as champions with a club record 102 points. They had a great home record last season, beaten just twice, winning 17 of their 23 home games. Different league now, though, and they're about to find out with their next two home games, seeing Arsenal and Manchester United visit here. Let's hope Everton give them a real test this afternoon.
The game.
And Nugent's ball rebounds off Stones to Distan, and it's Everton's inside their own penalty area. Across the six-yard box for Tim Howard. Still sporting that empty beard that he likes. Here's Pienaar to the left-hand side for Baines, who drills a crossfield ball. And it's a great pass into the feet of McGeady. McGeady into the penalty area. McGeady, oh, just opened up for a shot, but Konchesky got the challenge in the end. And McGeady wasn't able to get the shot in. Here's Pienaar. Pressure building now on Leicester by Everton. Corner of the penalty area. Pienaar's got it back from Baines. Pienaar from McGeady, just outside the box. Can he get a shot in? Well, it's a very weak one in the end, and Schmeichel just drops on it.
Yeah, I thought Stephen Pienaar should tried his luck there, but then he just laid it to McGeady and he just kind of choked his shot.
Mahrez trying to trick his way towards the penalty area. Still Leicester on the touchline far side. Leighton Baines is across there to try and take it off Anthony Knockhart. And Leighton Baines is penalised, and Knockhart has won a free kick for Leicester.
I'm not sure about that. That's a dangerous situation. We've got to put by the corner flag. They'll work this in. Big boys are coming up.
But the big boys are Wes Morgan and Liam Moore. They're not that tall, but they are a unit.
Well, they are to get delivery in there, Al. It's all about the delivery. Oh, we've got the spray out for the first time this afternoon.
Well, I saw Liam Moore score an absolute cracker in a friendly at Preston I was doing the other week. From centre-back, chested it down, volleyed it in. Superb goal for a centre-back, finished like a striker. Everton defend this free kick, and Howard gets a touch on it, which takes it behind for a corner.
Yeah, I just think he got caught underneath it, didn't he? Just managed to get a touch.
That was a decent delivery into the box. Corner for Leicester, their first of the afternoon. Quarter of an hour played, 0-0 at the King Power Stadium. Corner to be delivered by Anthony Knockhart. Left-footed into the penalty area. Not cleared as far as Everton are concerned yet. Wes Morgan on the edge of the box gets a miscued effort towards goal, which just squirms wide of Howard's left-hand post.
Good defender from the first ball in. You know, nobody went for the ball. There was two Leicester players queuing up to hit it.
Goal kick is the result. Tim Howard's gone short for Sylvain Distan. Wes Morgan back to his goalkeeper. First time clearance from Schmeichel. Long into the Everton half, and this should be Tim Howard's. Ochoa got there before him and just stabbed the ball beyond him, but thankfully had no power on it, and Howard was able to turn and drop on it.
Indecision, you know, the ball over Jagielka's head, he's running towards his own goalkeeper. He's waiting for the goalkeeper to come.
Starting position wasn't great there, Howard's, was it? I think he should have been further up towards the edge of his box from the long delivery, really, from Schmeichel. Gareth Barry now.
Look, there's no threat in the box, Hal.
Pienaar's made a run, Barry's found him, Pienaar's inside the penalty area, getting to the dead ball line, tries to cut it back, wins a corner.
Yeah, again, it comes from that man, Pienaar. But he looked up and he's looking for people in the box, and there's nobody in the box. All getting attracted to the ball.
We have a corner. Schmeichel's first of the afternoon.
Schmeichel's not happy.
I don't think it was a corner myself, no. Graham. I think Pienaar might have ran the ball out, and we haven't got the benefit of any TV replays here.
Why have we got the TV in front of us?
So you can watch another channel.
good channel, is it?
Yeah, I think we need to switch it over somehow. I don't think anybody's got them in the press area here.
Yeah, somebody's got Sky on.
Corner, Everton. Flicked in towards Distan, near post, cleared by Leicester as far as Leighton Baines, who drills one. Oh, and it might fall here for Distan. Good save, Schmeichel. Picked up here by McGeady.
Goal! Yes! What a goal!
McGeady has scored his first goal in an Everton jersey after Distan's effort had been saved by Schmeichel, who closed him down well. The ball came to McGeady, and my word, that's a great finish from almost the corner of the penalty area into the top corner of Schmeichel's net. And isn't he delighted? Everton have got their first goal of the new Premier League season, and it's a first for Aidan McGeady. Everton lead at Leicester by a goal to nil.
And what a strike it was as well. What a fantastic strike. Schmeichel did ever so well coming out to block it from distance. It fell to McGeady. He's came in the right hand side, just measured his shot into the top corner. What a fantastic strike. Curled it in right foot into the top corner. What a shot. McGeady not having the best of starts, but I tell you what, that's a fantastic finish.
Well, Baines had the initial shot. Speculative effort, you have to say, from 35 yards. It was blocked, but it fell to Distan. His effort snuffed out by Schmeichel. McGeady did the rest, and he did it superbly well. Now Leicester looking for a quick response. Nugent's ball into the penalty area, off the head of Jagielka, who wants a free kick. Instead, Leicester are going to get a corner.
Referee makes some strange decisions. This is where you've got to be, you know, make sure you defend properly. You've got in the lead, don't give it away.
Yeah, Everton need to stay solid for the next 5 or 10 minutes, and Knockhart's corner here has gone in and miskicked, put home by Ochoa. The £8 million club record signing is off to a flyer. He wraps it into an empty net after Leicester and their centre-backs inside the penalty area miscued completely the initial effort, but it fell kindly to Leonardo Ochoa, and the Argentine forward made no mistake, and in truth, he couldn't really miss. He wrapped it past Tim Howard, and Everton's lead is snuffed out within a minute.
Absolutely incredible. Absolute awful defending from the corner. Awful defending. Ball played in, we miss it. It's just not even a good quality ball in. We miss it and fail to clear it and get made to pay. But that's an awful response from Everton's point of view. You know, you've won the lot. You know, she's got to defend an awful lot better than that. That's poor defending.
Well, it was poor inside the Everton penalty. I don't think it should have been a corner in the first place. I think Jagielka had been fouled.
Yeah, it is, but it's seen that. It's still the corner's coming in. They've got to defend a lot better than that. That's a poor, poor goal to concede.
1-1. Pienaar into central midfield. Shaking off Leicester challengers, getting it to McGeady, further to the right for Stones. First time ball back for McGeady. McGeady turns well, puts one into the box. Lukaku's there, just beaten to it, nodded behind by Morgan for a corner to Everton.
Oh, it's a great chance. It's a great play from McGeady down the right hand side, just checks back on his left foot, puts the ball in the back post. Lukaku's got in between the full back and the centre back, and you're thinking, go on then, put it away. Just the slightest touch from the defender.
Nice good ball in from McGeady. Corner Everton. Baines is going to take this one from the left-hand side, and the referee's going across to make sure it's in the quadrant. I think he should be dealing with other matters inside the penalty area. I think he's having a word with Baines about something. Right, we'll get on with it. Leicester have got every man inside the box. Baines with the high delivery, away by Wes Morgan, comfortably headed away as far as McCarthy for Everton. McCarthy's ball out to the left will find Baines. Baines controls and wins another corner off Richie DeLate. Corner left-hand side. Leicester 1, Everton 1. Radio City Sport live at the King Power Stadium with 12 minutes of this first half remaining. Everton having gone in front through McGeady on 21 minutes, cancelled out a minute later by Leonardo Ochoa. A scrappy equalising goal. Baines with the corner. Headed away by Richie DeLate. Picked up again by McCarthy. Square for McGeady. To the left touchline for Baines. Baines into the box. Back to goal. Barry brings in Pienaar. Cut back, McGeady!
Shot blocked
inside the penalty area. It could have been Everton back in front there. And it could have been McGeady again.
Yeah, it was Wes Morgan with a fantastic block. But it was great football from Everton.
Everton looking for an opening. Baines has it once more on the left-hand side, trying to link up with Pienaar. Baines this time has got it into Lukaku. Lukaku's layoff for Pienaar. Pienaar for McGeady. Oh, he's lifted it over the crossbar. Good football by Everton. They worked the opening, but the final effort, left-footed from McGeady, was poor, high and over.
Yeah, it was great football, one-touch football. Carved through the lesser defence. Falls on his weaker side. McGeady's a better finisher than that. You can see what he's trying to do. Just trying to wrap his foot round it, left-footed. Unfortunately, just go over the top of it.
Gareth Barry into Naismith. Barry takes the return ball, trying to pick out Lukaku inside the penalty area, headed away as far as Naismith. Naismith drills one towards goal, just wide of the right-hand post. Well, it was there to be hit, and Naismith struck it well, struck it wide.
Yeah, good strike from Stephen Naismith. He's been lively in the first half, as always. You know, it's a decent strike, just wide of the post.
Here's Lukaku for Everton on the halfway line, skipping inside of Hammond, playing a ball out to the left-hand side for Pienaar. Pienaar's got there, faced by Delate, turns away from him, then back heels a superb ball for Baines. Baines can pull it back for Pienaar. Pienaar in for Naismith.
Yes! Oh, yes! Yes!
Everton are in front just before half-time. Oh, what a well-worked goal it was. Wonderful play from Pienaar. He got a great back heel return pass into Leighton Baines. And Baines picked out Naismith, who fired it left-footed high off the underside of the crossbar. It bounced down and back into the net. And Stephen Naismith has put Everton 2-1 in front inside the final minute of this first half. A great strike by Naismith, and Everton are back in front.
Yeah, fantastic strike, deserves it. You know, he's been outstanding the first half, Stephen Naismith. You know, good play down the left-hand side from Pienaar again, who's been instrumental in the first half. And it's a great finish, left foot, sweeping finish, in off the... hits underside the crossbar, comes down behind the line and then bounces up into the roof of the net. So it's a fantastic response from Everton. 2-1 just before half-time, on the stroke of half-time. Let's see if we can keep it.
Stones goes long down the right-hand side for McGeady for Everton. Half-time whistle blows, and Everton do go in at the break, leading against newly promoted Leicester by 2-1. They've certainly enjoyed more of the possession of Everton, but opportunities were pretty much few and far between in the first half. But Everton did go in front via that McGeady effort, which was a superbly taken goal on 21 minutes, but they couldn't hold on to the lead. Pegged back almost immediately by Leonardo Ochoa's first goal for Leicester, striking from inside the penalty area after Everton failed to defend a corner. But Naismith's strike on 45 minutes, giving Everton the advantage at half-time. Deserved on the balance of play, Graham?
Well, the stats will tell you they probably had more possession, you know, without making a lot of chances. But, you know, they get a goal ahead, and that'll be the disappointing thing for Martinez, that they conceded so soon afterwards. You know, really poor defending, given, you know, less of a lifeline in the game, because at times, you know, when they get the ball down the pass, I'd like to see them move it a little bit quicker, but it's first game of the season, so they're having vast majority of possession. Been a little bit sloppy at times, you know, giving the ball away in midfield, unnecessary. But the goals, you know, the first one, a fantastic strike from McGeady, all credit to him. The ball broke to him, he still had a lot to do, but he put it in top corner, fantastic. Then conceding the goal, and you think, oh, here we go again, how many goals are we going to... And it was really poor defending, that's the thing. Take your hat off, it's a good goal they scored, but it wasn't, poor defending. So you're thinking, hold on, but to be fair to them, they keep plugging away, got down the left-hand side, and a well-worked goal, well-worked second goal, and a good finish from Stephen Naismith, who, alongside Stephen Pienaar, as I said, I think have been the standouts for me in the first half. So, 2-1, yeah, we'll take it at half-time. Next goal's important. We get that game, for me, he's got the team put it to bed. They'll be expecting to come out, they'll have to do maybe a little bit more forcing, take a few more risks, and by doing that, hopefully we can hit them on the break. But 2-1, yeah, the manager will be reasonably pleased, apart from the goal conceded.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, you'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back inside the King Power Stadium. The whistle is about to blow to get us underway for the second half. Everton leading by 2-1. Leighton Baines, last man out of the dressing room.
Just look at that interest. There's not many players tucking their shirts in nowadays, is there? I'm just looking at Everton.
Yeah, shirts outside of the shorts. Not in your day, Graham.
No, even in Leicester side as well.
Yeah. Have them loose. It wasn't a done thing back in your day.
We'd get fined if we did.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, we're underway. Everton leading by 2-1. Jagielka has been penalised here. A foul on Leonardo Ochoa.
He's a handful. He's a handful.
Tricky Argentinian.
But it's just this again. We can't concede silly goals.
Free kick midway inside. The referee's got the spray out for the first time today.
No, not the first time. He's had it already, Al. Come
has
on.
He? Should keep I miss that?
Yeah, you missed it. Over here with the free kick.
No, I missed that one. Too busy looking at the notes and scores. You see, there's the cheer from the fans. It's a bit sad when you've got to be cheering a bit of spray, isn't it?
We've got to defend this properly. We've got to defend it better.
Knockout's free kick. Nodded on into the penalty area. Everton didn't really defend that better. Baines is appealing that he was fouled. The ball's been cleared as far as Mahrez here. Mahrez has put it back into the penalty area and Howard's claimed that one inside his six-yard box. But dangerous.
No, this linesman this side has made a few strange decisions. Leighton Baines having a go at it again.
Here's Nugent playing the ball inside for Andy King. King out to the left-hand side for Mahrez. Mahrez with a left-footed ball into the penalty area. Ochoa's header wide of the right-hand post.
That's a chance. That's a good ball in. No pressure on the ball. He's whipped a great ball in there. I'm not sure whether the striker knows where he is, but he gets in between Jagielka and just gets in front of him. Yeah. He just goes to go behind there and just darts in front of him. Just can't get his header on target.
Now, danger for Everton. Chance here immediately for Jeff Sloop. Well, he's lifted it high over the crossbar when he was well placed just inside the penalty area. Now, some people say a chance can come too early for you in the game. He's only just got on the pitch, but he should be doing better than that, whatever time it is.
It's a good run, and it's a good ball. He gets away from John Stones. Don't know what he's trying to do there. It's a conversion.
When I say lifted high over the crossbar, I really mean lifted high over the crossbar, and he only had Tim Howard to beat. McGeady to the left for Baines. Baines can get a cross in here, can he? No, he checks and plays the ball back for McGeady. McGeady's giving it away again. And here's Riyad Mahrez, who's gone past Gareth Barry. Well, there is a free
kick. Off you.
No, he's not going to book him for that. I know the Leicester fans are complaining, but Gareth Barry tried to get out of the way. It is just a free kick.
Well, I tell you what, there's a linesman that gives that, and Gareth Barry's very, very lucky there. That could have been the second yellow card. You know, he knows he's last man, he just gets his body in there. He goes down there. He does him a favour by trying to stay on his feet. Oh, that should have been a yellow card for Gareth Barry.
Yes, and having already been booked.
Yeah, but just in keeping with the game, I think the linesman and the referee have been poor today.
Morales fending off his man.
It's a foul.
No free kick given. And Dean Hammond comes away with the ball. Now, Mahrez going inside of Baines. Mahrez still outside the penalty area, gets a shot in on goal. Breaks here for Leicester, who've equalised. Chris Wood has got an equaliser after the ball deflected into his path. And you have to say, it had been coming because Everton had sat back somewhat. And it's a good finish by Chris Wood on as a second half substitute. But my word, Everton have made an equalising goal for Leicester of their own making, really. 2-2, delight for the home fans, and Everton have just blown 2 points here.
Well, how many times do we see it? You know, you've got all the possession and all that. Boy does well in the outside box. Ball gets blocked, it's a good finish, as you said, but to me, you can't afford to sit back and at 2-1, you've got to go and go for the killer goal. Don't make it 3-1. Don't just sit back and invite pressure, because they're always going to get a, whether it be a free kick or whatever. And all of a sudden now, 2-2, their tails are up. We might get out of here with a point. You know, I just think we bring that on ourselves, but just sloppiness at times.
Lukaku, who just keeps it in play. Lukaku's on his own at the moment. Lukaku towards the penalty area. Lukaku still going. Lukaku across the face of the penalty area. Out to Morales. Morales inside the box. Morales with left-footed. Naismith! Oh, put behind for a corner by Leicester.
Oh, I thought it was a tap-in for Naismith. Oh, they keep the boys on well. It's Moore with the final touch. Good run from Lukaku. Morales goes past his man, drills it in the six-yard. He looks offside. Naismith.
Barry now. Morales. Baines. Baines with the ball forward, looking for Lukaku, can't find him. That is full-time at the King Power Stadium. And Everton come away on the opening day from newly promoted Leicester with just a point when maybe it should have been three. But Everton simply were forceful and dominant enough in the second half to take the game onto Leicester and try and get a third goal before the Leicester equaliser came with just 4 minutes of the 90 to play. Everton leading by 2-1 at half-time. Couldn't add to that. Leicester got their equalising goal late on. But maybe Everton will lament the fact that they could have pushed on and got a third against a Leicester side that have got a difficult opening to this new Premier League season. And Everton now play their first home game of the season next weekend against Arsenal, having got off the mark, but with just the 1 point, when maybe those fans that the Everton players are applauding over on the far side will feel it could and maybe should have been three.
Well, you're just looking at the reaction, and they're all walking off the pitch, crestfallen, quite rightly so. They were 2-1 ahead, the game was theirs. Well, that's for me the disappointing thing. They're all going down now, their head bowed, but 2-1, if you don't go and try and kill the game, there's always the possibility you're going to concede. And I just thought that we were, as the game went on, we got sloppier and sloppier, you know, and then they got the goal. It was a good finish from Chris Wood, but it's a game that Leicester should never have been in. You know, it should have been dead and buried. It should have been dead and buried. You know, look, I thought they were too slow at times. 2-1 up, they slowed the game down, which is fair enough. But I still think, for me, you've got to go for the win and get the third goal. Listen, these aren't great. You know, these will be down the bottom, down roundabout, scrapping for points. But they think they've won the cup today. They've got a point against, you know, fifth place Everton. You know, and that's really disappointing for me. We had the same last year as well. I just think that at 2-1 we could have went on and won the game. And for whatever reason, you know, we tried to control the pace and the tempo of the game. And by doing that, you know, allowed them back into it. And they were always going to get a chance, whether it be a set piece or whatever. Okay, a little bit of good fortune for the goal, gets a deflection, but I think the lads will be in there really, really disappointed, because that was 3 points thrown away there for me.
Well, they should be in there disappointed, as you say, against a Leicester side that will certainly, I'm sure, come the end of the season, be around the lower echelons of the Premier League table. For Everton, as you say, opened up last season with a 2-2 draw at Norwich, but now a couple of difficult home games, and it'd be interesting to get the comments of Everton manager Roberto Martinez after the game, which of course we'll try and bring to you before we're off air at 6 on Radio City Sport. But positive sides of today, Graham, can you pick out?
I still think we're a yard off where we need to be. I still think we were too sort of, okay, Lukaku's come in and it's kind of been a rush sign, he hasn't really had long to train. But just think, for all the neat possession and neat interplay, we don't really have a threat as much. I thought Lukaku was well marshalled today by their centre back, Wes Morgan. Had one flash near the end where it could have led to a goal, but overall, I think the Leicester centre half came out on top on that one. So he'll hopefully get sharper and stronger. But I just think in that final third again, you know, what a good possession into it, but sloppiness in the last pass. You know, our last pass was sloppy, we gave it away. You know, listen, it's only the first game of the season, hopefully that'll come with the number of games we played, but for me, you can't afford to be dropping points, you know, in a game where we controlled it so much. It was criminal, to be fair. You know, to give them a point out of that, that's a disappointing thing for me. Some good performances, some good passages of play. Again, the goals we concede. 2 goals we conceded. The first one was an awful goal to concede. The second one, a little bit unfortunate with the deflection straight to the feet of Chris Wood. But overall, again, you're coming away from a game thinking that was a game we should have won. We should have won that game, but we haven't. So you just roll on. 2 big home games now coming up. We can't afford to do that against the next 2 opposition teams, you know, if we want to get anything from the game. So again, high intensity will be at Goodison, the crowd will be there, they'll be expecting, expectations will be high. But I just thought today we just looked some really good things, but really sloppy at times as well. Final ball, you know, final pass in the final third wasn't happening. So can improve, got to improve this time next week.
And your job to name your motor range man of the match, Graham?
It's a difficult one. My motor range man of the match for today, really, really difficult. I thought Stephen Pienaar was excellent. I thought Stephen Naismith was excellent. McCarthy got that knock, but he battled on. I'm going to give it to Stephen Naismith. You know, who battled, you know, worked his socks off again, scored the second goal, good finish for the goal. So I'm going to give it to Stephen Naismith, my Motor Rangers man of the match for today's game, Stephen Naismith.
Post-match.
We feel that disappointed because the hardest thing was to get in front in the scoreline. We did that twice coming away from home, and I felt that we controlled the game well enough in the second half. I thought we kept Leicester very quiet, and you couldn't see Leicester scoring. And then when you concede with 6 minutes to go, just because that that moment of that lapsus in concentration goes against you, is really, really disappointing. But overall, I thought we coped with the environment of coming to a newly promoted side at home really well. We scored the second goal. It was a magnificent move with a real quality play all over the park, and it's disappointing that we couldn't keep that clean sheet for 6 minutes at the end.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook.
Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.